Are they coming up front, Dennis?
Well, I think they're fine where they're at.
They're fine where they're at, but there's some here, and that's convenient. So, thank you, Dennis.
One of the reasons they're fine where they're at is I still consider all of us God's children. So the children's story sometimes is for all of us. And so and the thought of everybody moving up here would just be way too intimidating for me. So we'll stay where we're at. First, I want to apologize to our speaker this afternoon. He asked me if I knew the church's Wi-Fi number. Me. Anybody that knows me knows that I don't have a cell phone, don't have a computer, and don't understand any of that. And he looked at me and asked me for that number, and I'm going, huh. So I'm sorry. But we got you the guidance I think we needed. I could at least get you that direction. Before we do the children's story, I want to put a little thing in front of that. And if we have anybody in our family or our intermediate circle that needs prayer, I'd like to open that up a little bit, and you can insert names as we go through this. A quick little prayer, because I have two or three that are really kind of ugly situations. So God, we ask you to take care of our friends and neighbors, watch over them. We don't have to ask you, you're already doing it. We want to thank you for watching over our friends and neighbors, family members. Got an ex-wife who's got a cancer. She's living now with the children as they're watching over her. So that's a whole family of folks that need help, and they need help. I have a friend who just discovered she has a cancer. Thank you very much. She writes cute little things in the internet, and my wife, current wife, I'd be cautious, reminds me of those things and says, look at the lovely things she says about God. So there's a lot of folks out there. I just met a lady the other day who was crying, who's my neighbor. I don't know why she was crying. I said, are you okay? She says, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose custody of my child to a man who shouldn't have custody. So she says. We're glad that God handles those things too. So let's give all those things to God for all those people we need to be concerned about. Thank you for listening. God bless. Amen. God loves you, right? God loves you, right? God's crazy about you. Why does God love you? Boys and girls of every age. Why does? Well, I happen to know the answer. You're very fortunate I'm here today. Because God can't help himself from loving you. That's why he loves you. He just doesn't know any better than to love you. He's crazy about all of us. What a wonderful gift that is to have a God like that. You know, when you're a little kid, and even when you're a bigger kid, like, there's one thing you want for Christmas or your birthday. You know, and you're just, the one thing you want really bad, and it's either in a package somewhere near a tree or the door or in your mother's or father's hand, and it's the most wonderful thing that you have decided you want, but it's in a box. You can't have it right now. But it's like getting that for your birthday or Christmas, the thing you've always wanted. You're really going to be lucky. Well, you have the one thing that God, well, you need to know that the one thing that God wants the most that's in that package is you. He likes you. He likes you in so many ways. Remember when you got the one thing you wanted, the most exciting thing you could get, how you unwrapped it and it was just awesome. You probably hugged your mom and dad or your grandma and grandpa and told them that you loved them because you got the one thing you wanted. And the one thing God wants is you. That's why God likes you, because when you come to God as a friend, as a respecter, as a lover of God, God is so excited. It's like his birthday. It's like the thing he wanted. He's going to unwrap that. He's going to say, I got what I wanted. That's why God loves you. He created you because he wanted to love you. He wants to take care of you. He wants you to be his best friend. And so when he unwraps that package and he finds out that that's you, he just loves you to death. God loves you so much. I want to share a couple of little stories in addition to that. And I'll go kind of quickly because sometimes I get carried away. Love for God and love for one another. That's the story of God's love. So I want to tell a little story that I read about the other day and long in a book that said that this policeman was just doing his normal work, driving along, and he got a police call that says there's somebody in need of a policeman 5 miles down the road from you. But he was on a road that was under construction and he couldn't get there. And this child needed help. There was only one other person there, and that was a guy running a cat. And so he said to this guy, "Can you get me out of here real quick? I gotta go that direction. I can't get there from here." The guy says, "Yeah, I can plow a little road in real quick and drop you off onto the freeway." It worked. And the policeman got there, and he found a little child who was choking and who was sick and having a hard time. Mom couldn't help him, and he was able to help and save that little kid. It was a marvelous story. It was a wonderful thing. It all worked out so well, how God had planned it to work out so well. Well, the next day, the cop's on duty, and he's driving along, and he sees this guy again. And he said, "You know, it was so great that you could clear that path for me so I could do what I needed to do to save this little kid." And the guy, the robber, and the cat looked at me and says, "It was my kid. I know." How does God work like that? So that's one story of God's love, how God works miracles. I have a little quick story, one or two pages. The family, which was immigrated from Japan, had settled at the turn of the century near San Francisco. And they established a business of growing roses and moving them and selling them. The other family was a Thunder family. They were from Switzerland, and they also did the same thing. They had a rose garden, and they took things and sold them. For a long time, they worked as best friends. Everything was wonderful. Then along came World War II, and there were issues with the folks who were of Asian heritage. So the family lost their rose job. They were moved to kind of a place where they were safely contained. So they thought. So we thought. And they were concerned that everything they had was gone. After 3 years, they were able to go home. And everything was just like they left it. The family who was their neighbors kept everything for them. As it turns out, this family was led by God to take care of the neighbor's plants. All of them were still alive. The business survived. God worked another miracle. We gotta love everybody. These are families of different ethnic groups, different styles, different lifestyles, different arrangements. But like us, no matter how old they were, no matter what they looked like, they were all God's children. It's how amazing how God works. Let me share a little story, and it's the last one I'll do then of my own life. I live half the time in a place that's powered by solar power. I think it's really cool. But it failed, it didn't work. Now, solar power isn't as easy as plugging things in. There's kind of a concept you have to go through. You have a panel here and wires there and boxes here and there and all that stuff's going on. Mine didn't work. I wanted it to because I had $5,000 tied up and it should work. So I took my little book that told me how to fix it. I went into my house where all these gadgets are and I worked for 45 minutes. And the way you do that is you look at the book and it tells you which button to push. And you push that button, it says hold that button while you push button C. Now look at the meter, we're holding button C and hang on to this. And I do that, and just as I read to the next direction, the wind would come and my book would fold up. And I'm going, oh. And by the time I got the book back opened up and knew where I was at and everything was going fine again, this thing went back to start over. Dennis and this machine did this for probably 45 minutes. Dennis is a little slow sometimes. I finally decided maybe I would ask for guidance. So I went out and asked for guidance. It was a long time coming. And the answer was, try it again. My response was, thanks a lot. I've been at this for 45 minutes and you said, try it again. I thought I'd get some guidance. Try it again. So I went back under the house where all of this stuff is, crunched up, sitting on a brick, looking at these boxes, looking at my book, trying to figure out how I'm about to make the wind come in, figuring out what I'm going to try again, because that's all I know. And because I'm also a little uncoordinated, as I leaned forward to try it again, I fell off my brick, hit the little machine, and a wire that wasn't hooked up to anything fell off on my hand. And God said, put that wire back where it belongs. I told you to try it again. Took that little wire, opened up a little box, put the little wire back to where it belonged, lights came on, electricity flowed. Try it again was what I needed from God. So we're all God's children. We all need God's help. And God loves us. We're like his best gift he can ever get. So let's kind of try to be worthy of that marvelous thing that God gives us, his love. So God, kind of a prayer we want to come to you and say, we want to be just a little worthy of all the great things you do. We know we can't achieve the level that you've given us. We know that we don't deserve what you give us. But because you love us so much, you give us so much. So help us too, God, to remember to come back and say, thank you, God, for what you've done. Thank you for being my God. And thank you for being so excited about me that you love me to death that I can love you back. Amen. Thank you for listening. God bless.